And we end today's show with a look at sports.
The Chicago Bulls will win game two and take a 2-0 lead in this best of seven playoff series.
That was the call on Comcast Sportsnet last night as the Chicago Bulls beat the Washington Wizards 113-103 in the NBA playoffs. Wait, did I just say the Chicago Bulls in the playoffs? For the past 7 years, the Bulls have limped along as one of the worst teams in the league. Well, it appears they may be about to regain their former glory. Earlier, I talked with Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune and asked him what happened to the team after NBA legend Michael Jordan retired 7 years ago.
Quite a bit. Several of the great players that ran alongside Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and Steve Kerr and the coach Phil Jackson, all went elsewhere. The Bulls tried to rebuild their franchise with a collection of young players and free agents and miscast players from all walks of lives, and boy, were they bad. I covered every one of those seasons, and they basically had no chance.
So now what has happened? They're back in the playoffs. How did that happen?
Well, the new general manager that took over for Jerry Krause, who was the architect of the 6 championship teams with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, his name is John Paxson. He's a former teammate of Michael Jordan's and one of Michael Jordan's favorite teammates of all time, I might add. He's a very shrewd operator, a very intense competitor, and he's kind of rebuilt this team in a unique way. He has drafted young players with extensive college backgrounds, which is somewhat different than the model in today's NBA, where a lot of players come out now very young from high school and or limited years in college. And he's acquired people who have come from winning programs and played in big games, and in just 2 years has reshaped this team dramatically and has them in the playoffs.
But still, this team doesn't have the razzle-dazzle, if you will, that the old Chicago Bulls had.
That is correct. That was a traveling rock and roll show, almost like a circus. When we went on the road, there were people waiting in lobbies looking for autographs. There were, you know, people screaming as the team bus pulled up to the visiting hotel. And this team could basically travel in anonymity. It's got a bunch of, like I said, young players who have played in college programs that are big but, you know, haven't done much in the NBA. And this team doesn't have a superstar. It mostly wins by grit, by hard work, by playing defense. And that kind of blue-collar nature about this team has really struck a chord with the fans. And now every game is a sellout, and it's certainly become a buzz here in the city of Chicago.
Let's talk about Phil Jackson. He led the Bulls in the former glory days, also led the Lakers, and you can see what happened after he left last year. Lakers didn't make it to the playoffs this year. So he must be the most wanted coach in the entire land.
He is. He's being now courted by several franchises, including two of the premier separate coast franchises, the Knicks and Lakers. Phil Jackson is a guy whose reputation is growing by his absence. I mean, obviously he's got the 9 NBA titles in his resume, but 1 year out of the league and now his asking price is $10 million a year. So Phil's doing okay for himself while he's taking some time off.
Casey Johnson is a sports writer for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.